should also say this about our fans. We had over 71,000 fans in gold, and this place is a great place to play college football, great environment, and it's also a tough place to play. And so we're excited about next week and playing a real good football team.
Gary came out, your first drive, 8 straight run plays, I think. Conscious effort to especially against the team that had been struggling to stop the run to get the ground game going?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that, but they also ran that three-down lineman scheme that they ran against us last year. And really, they hadn't run it all year. And so that was they started out with that, and then they got out of it. I think we got down to about the 20-yard line, and we didn't see it the rest of the day. So I think a little bit of emphasis there. I think you all can see certainly what it's like. You know, Henry Josey, you know, hand him the football and kind of special player that he is. You know, he just needs a small crease, and he's got such great acceleration. You know, all of a sudden he's through there so fast and. I think he's got a chance to be really, really special, and it's exciting to see that.
Coach, it looked like you're getting some other running backs healthy. How does that change the way you look at the running game to get everybody back on their feet?
Well, I think that, you know, obviously getting Kendall out there again was good. Excuse me, Devin had really still limping a little bit, you know, his in practice at the end of the week, so we kind of controlled what he did, you know. So we're going to see where all that goes, but certainly I think Josey is – kind of set the table a little bit for himself in terms of, you know, we always said if you separate yourself a little bit, we're going to make sure that you're going to get the football a little bit more. So, and the other thing too is Kendall's going to get better too. He just needs to play, so no question about that. Yeah, I coached well last week. So, no, that's I say that with a smile because there shouldn't be anything to smile about. It's very, very frustrating for me. You know, that's coaching, that's focus, and, you know, attention to detail. And I think our preparation was a little bit more attention to detail in everything we did the entire week. You know, doesn't mean you're going to play well. No, does it mean you can play your A game? Yeah, hopefully. Does it mean you're going to win? Not necessarily. But I think overall we're a more focused football team. Terrell Rosano, yeah, he sprained his knee. I don't know to the extent of it what it is. Braden Burnett also, he hyperextended his elbow. He's one of our backup defensive ends. But we think we're going to get him back. I'm not sure where Terrell's going to be. Yeah, well, I think we had some shorter yard. If you look at the yardage, I think some of them are more 3rd and 6 instead of 3rd and 17, 3rd and 18, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11. So I think, first of all, you know, the shorter the distance, the greater percentage that you have from an opportunity wise. Excuse me? I've been talking for a half an hour here. There we go. Gosh. I'm not starting over. It's not going to happen. But I think that helps a little bit. I think we had, until the fourth quarter, we didn't have a lot of negative yards. Negative yards hurt you. You know, you got in first down, and then you're sitting there 2nd and 13, and then, you know, even if you get, I mean, you just start struggling, and you really put yourself in a deficit right away. So I think we did a pretty good job as far as that was concerned, gotten better on that. You know, we scored in the third quarter, came out focused. You know, scored 16 points in 5 games in the third quarter prior to this. And so that was good. You know, our defense, other than that one drive in the fourth quarter at the very end of the game, I thought we played pretty focused. You know, touchdown offense gave up 1 touchdown, and we gave up one field goal prior to that. So I thought we did a lot of good things defensively.
Gary, you were talking before about fourth quarter, maybe some sloppiness. What was going on, do you think, in the second quarter with James? A couple lapses with the
Well, just you know, it's the you know, you watch the NFL, you watch college football, you see guys do it, and he threw in a coverage a couple times. And you know, we'll talk. And the good news about it is, you know, he didn't feel real good about himself, and that's not the good news. Okay, he didn't feel. He was really frustrated. You could just see him body language wise. He was disappointed how he let the team down. Now the good news is, how do you respond to it? You go. You know, we have great field position. Bam, turnover. Great field position. Bam, turnover again. And how are you going to respond to it as an athlete, especially a quarterback? And I thought he did a great job of coming out of that and executing our offense. And you know, we had some backup guys in. I think we had 4 incompletes in a row in the fourth quarter, but I think at one time he was 20 of 24 or something like the third quarter stats that I saw flashed up there. So, I think those turnovers in critical games will kill you. We all know that. But there were certain, in a very positive way, it turns out, with a victory, that's lessons to learn. Well, I think, again, I think every quarterback's a little bit different. They're going to make mistakes. I mean, this is the sixth game he's ever started in his life. And obviously, you're going to learn, and you're going to get better and better. And, we'll go through the process. But it's kind of hard to compare, all those guys. It's just the more experience I get, you get and you apply it and you learn, the better you're going to become. Yeah, the bubble screen, that was cool. He's 6'5 or 6'6. He's, 245 pounds, and that was really cool to see that. And he had guys, our players were in there too. I mean, who knows? It was like a scrum, and it was neat to see.
Did you see a little more want-to out of him in the last couple of weeks?
No. He's always been a want-to guy. I think he's had more opportunities, and so I think that's where it starts. He's taking advantage of it too. Yeah, I think Henry has been good. I think obviously establishing in our offense, your quarterback's got to play well. Most offenses, but certainly ours. I think a little bit. It's just one football game. I mean, it's you learn, you grow from it. I just know our football team is, if we're very focused, we can be pretty good. And if we're not focused, we can look very average. Our football team last year was like that. 2008 football team. I remember that team. That team was so talented. I mean, even if we weren't focused, we could, we could play. I mean, maybe not to the extent that we need to. But this is where one of those kind of game teams where last year was the same thing. We're a focused team. We're a real good football team. And when we're not, we really drop off fast. So I kind of think this team's a little bit like that. Now, we're going to have tremendous challenges coming up here with our league, which is great. It's just it's a great league, and it's a lot of opportunities, and we got a great team coming in here next week.
Gary, what do you guys do now as coaches to keep them focused?
Well, I think you just learn from it. I mentioned the team afterwards, and I'll go a little bit more detail tomorrow night on our Sunday night meetings. Hopefully, you learn those things, and you got to practice well. You got the last 48 hours. You got to get your mind right to play your best, to give your best effort and your best focus. And it's one of those things. If 8 of the 11 guys are focused real well, and a few guys aren't, and a few plays on either side of the ball, just football doesn't work like that. It's the greatest team sport in the world. Everybody's got to be locked in. And hopefully we learned it. And we got to continue to get better. And the challenges will get greater. We talk about Henry Josie back there, for example. We decided to put him back in a little bit because we're healthier at the running back position. And you saw him at kickoff return again. We pulled him out at the end, put Joel Jackson in. But he's the football. He's pretty good. So, and I would suggest that, I would listen to you guys more and make sure he touches it enough. we also EJ Gaines, TJ Moe had a thigh bruise a little bit. So we did. Try to back off of that, and they put EJ back there on punt returns, and so we did that a little bit, except for the one kickoff return they had that had that great field position, we did some good things. But if you walk in here and say, well, except for this, or except for that, as you keep talking like that, great football teams don't do those things. So, we got a ways to go.
Coach, speaking of EJ, there were several times it looked like where either there were covering sacks or Steele just throwing the ball away because guys were covered. Talk a little bit about what your secondary showed you today.
Well, they work hand in hand together. That's what they do. It always does. You got your secondary. The better coverage they are, it allows the defense to put more pressure and gets him running around back there throwing the ball away. And you're better in coverage when your defense is putting the line is putting the pressure on the quarterback himself. So it works hand in hand. I think we helped each other out at times. I'm not sure how many sacks we had, but tackles for loss, but I think we had a few.
Gary, tell
Who's that? Yeah, he's you notice him out there, no question about that. It's neat to see him healthy, and he's a good athlete, and he can run. He's a very, very experienced football player too, which I think that brings a lot to our defense. And it's really neat that, you know, he chose to come back this year, and really it's nice to see him play at the level he's capable of playing, you know, after having you know, so many injuries since he's been here.
Watching like preseason practice and scrimmage, Josie didn't really do much to stand out. Why do you think now in games?
That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. And when the season's over, I'm going to pull him in and I'm going to ask him. You're exactly right. I mean, because we base everything on competition. And why did not we see this? I mean, we didn't. He wasn't doing it. We didn't see him breaking. You know, you guys were at scrimmages. You know, you didn't see it either. You saw some real good things out of him, as you did the other two guys, Kendall and Devin. At the end, we kind of like throwing them all. But you know, I don't know. Maybe you know, with all the practices and everything else, that it was kind of like Brad Smith. You know, Brad Smith. You know, because we didn't tackle him a lot, and you know, and we do a lot of tag off and thud and things like that. That some of those guys got to get in where you can just kind of let them go. And, you know, it's what Brad was against Illinois, and all of a sudden we look at this guy, and I'm on the sideline, I see this guy that's making people miss and turning 8-yard gains into 30-yard gains. And I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of that. But I would also suggest it's a little bit, you know, I don't know, as a competitor, right, because he's a great competitor, you know, kind of, you know, he knew he was going to play a little bit and kind of prove himself. That's a great question. You can ask him if you want to. But you know, I'll probably choose to discuss that with them a little bit in detail after the season's over.
Gary, is Grant
going
to have to win this competition every week?
Honestly, at the end there, all we tried to do was, you know, give him an opportunity from a confidence. We had the wind at the back, 30-yard line. He just overswung. I mean, we just, you know, he just overswung. With his leg. I mean, he just tried to go real fast and too hard. You know, we saw it right away. Just go out and kick. So, you know. We're trying to help him work through all this, and whether we're going to do competition next week, I don't know. We'll wait and see. Okay? Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.